Okay, we'll call the meeting to order at 5:34. Roll call, Sean Yeezy, absent. Yeah, Mona Kamenek here, Stacy Kirkland,
Here.
Jason Ingram,
Here.
Allegra.
Here.
Oh. Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin. I pledge
Pledge
allegiance
allegiance to the flag of the United States
to
of America and to the Republic for which he stands,
one nation,
under
under
God,
God, indivisible,
indivisible,
with
with
liberty
liberty
and
and
justice
justice
for
for
all.
all.
Okay, approval of the agenda.
I motion to approve, or I'll second.
Yeah, there's no additions or deletions.
So Allegra first, Stacy second. Okay. So we have to go by roll call since everybody's here. All in favor of approval of agenda, Sean Gacy absent, Wilma, I, Stacy,
I.
Jason, Allegra.
I.
Okay. Consent agenda as listed on the agenda.
I motioned.
I'll second.
Stacy first, Jason second. All in favor, Wilma, I, Sean absent, Stacy,
I.
Jason,
I.
Allegra.
I.
Okay. Public comments. So is there anybody present at any locations?
Not here.
No, not here. Okay. Reports. Do any of the board members have a report? Anything to report?
I just had some questions, and Misty was wonderful at answering them for me about the agenda, or not on the agenda, but different items, and she was great.
Good, thank you. Anybody else? Executive Director, did you have anything else to add or comment on, Sherry? Oh, you're
Sorry,
muted.
I just realized. Sorry. The one thing that I didn't have prior to submitting that report was the date that Doyle is going to be in session to in selecting one of our emergency days. And Misty, do you know the date right offhand?
Gonna go, we'll go April 3rd.
Okay.
We will have school on April 3rd to make up for the snow day.
Oh.
We had the two built-in snow days,
All right.
and via staff poll, April 3rd is the selected date.
Okay.
Yeah, Friday.
Anything else, Mary?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. And
So Debbie from DMS is here, as requested when we do budgets, and it's second interim budget time. So Debbie, take it away.
You got it.
Oh, there she is.
Let me share my screen. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to start with Long Valley's second interim budget. We'll run through a summary of changes, and then if there are specific questions as we get into it, please feel free to stop me at any point in time and ask. So you will, is that big enough? Do I need to make it bigger?
A little bigger, please.
Okay. So you'll notice that there is a slight upward tick in the projection of P288 for Long Valley Charter. What this really means for you is a little bit more funding from the state. And because of that 88, and then you'll see a little bit of an increase here in other local revenue. We have done that to align the projections with what has been coming in for adult meal fees. In staffing and benefits, updates were made to align with the current staffing level to reflect new hires, as well as terminations and such. So there is a small increase in certificated, non-certificated salaries and in the benefits. Books and supplies, just a moderate increase there. And then service and operations. Let me go to that section of the details. Service and operations, there is a little bit more of an increase, some additional, but or too, whoa, too big. Some additional budget has been added for travel and conferences, as well as memberships and dues. And then moving down, in professional development, there was also a good increase there as the school invests in its staff. So overall, there's about a $48,000 increase in services and operations. And what this all means is that first interim budget, we were expecting net positive net revenues of about 33,000. We are now projecting a small loss. Again, reiterating the healthy fund balance that the school has and how strategically administration has been planning to spend down those funds over the next few years.
Debbie, what's a good fund balance that we need to have on hand?
Well, depends who you ask. If you ask your authorizer, they may. Some authorizers do, some authorizers don't require a minimum reserve that usually ranges from about 3 to 5%. Typically, we are seeing in our schools anywhere from about 20% up to 126%, as we see here in Long Valley. Personally, what we would recommend is that schools aim for that 20 to 40% mark. So you're way above that benchmark, which is not a bad thing necessarily. But with the increased scrutiny on charter schools, and especially schools that are non-site based or have that non-site based or non-site component, we really believe that legislature is going to start looking at that and saying, well, do the schools really need to be funded that high if they're not spending the money? So that is why Sherry's always had it in her mind that it's, we're okay with a deficit for a few years because that's going to reduce that big reserve, showing that the school does need the funds and will spend the funds, and to demonstrate that going forward, please don't reduce our funding.
I just saw it in Sherry's report that said that we needed to reduce funds. So I thought this
Yeah.
might be
Yeah,
an
so
appropriate
this is quite
time
high.
to
The
ask.
school's in a very fortunate position. It's a great place to be and does allow you to make some key investments as the school has been doing over the last few years.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think, and Debbie, let me just put in that the state is expecting 5 to 10% of a reserve, not 126%. So I
Correct.
think we leave ourselves in a really vulnerable spot because the state could at any point come along and say, hey, you have so much money saved, you don't need to be fully funded. So
Yeah. Oh.
we have to get it lower.
Definitely. So you can see that the multi-year projection for the next 3 years does show those continuing deficits, which are intentional. Always to be reevaluated, but they are intentional so that we can start getting that ending balance down a little bit. Cash flow wise, the school is in a healthy cash flow position. To put it in perspective, we certainly don't want to see a school falling before below 45 days cash on hand. We like to see them between about 90 to 120 days if they can swing it. Days cash on hand, and the school falls right in there. So, excellent cash position forecasted this year as well as the two subsequent years. So then moving on to Thompson Peak, also a slight increase in the projected ADA, but you do show a slight decrease. Oop, hold on. Slight increase, but there is a slight decrease based upon unduplicated pupil count and percentage. So that just brought it down a tick. Other state revenue, you do see a decrease of $25,000. Originally, in the first interim budget, we had budgeted those new state funds. You may recall, I mentioned them last time, the SPUD Bug or Student Support Professional Development Discretionary Block Grant. We had budgeted that half of those funds would be spent this year and half of those funds would be spent next year. You do have many, multiple years to spend that. We've reduced or taken out that SPUD Bug revenue in this year because the ending net revenues are still quite positive. So let's hold on to those and use them next year if possible. If you guys want to use them this year, that's fine, but we're going to project that you're going to hold on to them for another year or two. So that is the reduction there. And then other local revenue ticked up because of some additional, an increased funding amount for the pathway coordinator grant that you get through the county. Down in expenditures, again, aligned with your current staffing levels. You'll see that certificated salaries went up a little bit, but non-certificated salaries went down, and then benefits increased because of the inclusion now budgeting the amount for that SDI reimbursement that employees get. And then books, supplies, and materials, there's an increase there in mainly in non-capitalized equipment, and down in services and operations, again an increase in some SPED services, as well as TalkPath, one of your providers being added into there, and some additional funds in professional development. So overall, the change in services from first interim to second interim is $5,700. So at first interim, we had anticipated a positive net revenues of $318,000 because we moved some of that SPUD Bug revenue out till next year and increased costs in a few areas. You're now projected to have positive net revenues of $263,000, so still quite healthy. This leaves Thompson Peak with an anticipated fund balance of about $876,000, which is about 31, almost 32% of your ALCO. So you can see here why at Thompson Peak we wouldn't want to have multiple years of deficits, but that at Long Valley those can be absorbed. Multi-year projection is also showing positive net revenues. So being able to build up that fund balance, I think in the 30s, 40s, even 50% is reasonable. We have schools certainly higher than that. But this is a good spot for Thompson Peak to be in. And cash flow wise, same situation. Nice healthy cash flow. Your lowest days of cash on hand already happened earlier in the year. That was 121 days. And that all just has to do with the timing of revenues coming in and whether or not the funds are being transferred over to your account by the county in a timely manner. But you're expected to end the year with approximately 193 days of cash on hand and positive cash on hand the rest of the remaining 2 years. Are there any questions on Thompson Peak's budget?
Not here.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're muted, Sherry.
Very unlucky.
I'm not used to doing that. at the airport, I need to do that while I'm sitting here. I was hoping you'd stay through action item B.
Yep.
Okay.
That had been my plan.
Thank you.
Hello. Did she say she's going to speak to action item B?
And she's going to stay for action item.
Yeah. Oh,
she leaves.
Sorry. Okay. Thank you. Item D, program reports, which were submitted with the agenda. Does anybody have any comments on any of that? Questions? Good. Oh, Sean's here just in time to start the action items.
we got seven.
Seven.
I'm going to print that as being.
I did not print it, but I can
print it, and now I can.
And I know I received feedback from a couple of you already, so I have. Huh? I sent it over the weekend. Yeah.
Oh, here it is. Never mind.
And I have received feedback from a couple of board members already.
I have some too, but
good.
Should we just do it? We don't need to do it during the meeting, right? I have several questions.
All right.
Can I just make sure Katie makes note that at 5:51, Sean joined the meeting?
Entered.
But she sent with us.
So are we skipping to number 8?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
That's funny. That's what I have, but okay.
8A, discussion possible action prior to approval with second to interim budget. I have a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second?
I'll second.
Any discussion on that one? Do we have anybody up there? Stacy. Okay, roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
And Allegra?
Aye.
All right, motion passes. Item B, discussion and possible action regarding approval of selection of audit firm for audit engagement.
You don't want a motion to do audit offer. I'll make a motion.
What will you approve?
So there was not a recommendation for which one of these two firms, and I wanted to share what I learned and make a recommendation.
You want to go ahead and then we'll tie together? Okay.
Yep. Okay. So I did ask around about Christy White. I've seen that firm at the different conferences, so I was familiar with them. And then I found out Plumas Charter uses them, so I was able to check in with their superintendent, and they really liked them. They said that one of the things that was different about that firm once they started using them was they asked more questions about HR matters. But I would say, I don't know if Elle's in the room. We have
she
to
is.
Pull. Okay. We've always had to pull a lot of HR related documents. So I didn't think that was particularly odd. Maybe the auditor they had previously didn't check all the things they could have, should have. And then CLA was the firm we used when we were without an auditor 1 year, when we had to make that switch because you can only use the same CPA for 6 years. And they were fine to work with. I did ask Debbie her opinion. Debbie, while you're here, do you mind weighing in? Because you work with both of those audit firms in your capacity.
Yeah. Trying to remain as impartial as possible. Christy White is extremely reasonable to work with. They're very thorough, very professional, but very, very easy to work with. CLA, I think, as they've taken on a lot more clients over the last few years, as other auditors have sort of been dropping out of the picture, much more regimented and not as flexible should they find something. As far as letting the school really defend itself and prove why it did what it did, and that it's still in compliance doing it that other way. I also believe that Christy White, I don't know if you were able to get quotes from either one of them, Sherry, but Christy White typically comes in more affordable than CLA.
I think there's about a $20,000 difference between the two quotes. So my recommendation is definitely Christy White for this go round. And they provided us with a 1 or an optional 3 year. I would like to do the 1 year so that we can then judge what their services were like and how it was to work with them. And every year, there are things that come up that you need to have a little bit of debate and discussion with your auditor because they didn't understand what you did or why you did. And then usually it's justifiable. So I do like that opportunity to have those kind of conversations. So time for board conversation.
Want to adjust your motion, please?
Well, I wanted to hear what Dan said, but I thought we needed a motion in a second, even though we didn't know what the heck we were doing. Is Christy White just the name of the?
It is the name of the firm. They have multiple partners and staff that work on many different schools. So it's not just one person, which should the relationship work out as well as I would think it will, down the line, the benefit of going with a firm like a Christy White is that if you want to stay with them in 6 years, Sherry, they just rotate out the managing partner. And you can still stay with the same firm, and they have that historical knowledge of the school.
And Sherry, just so I'm clear, you're recommending Christy White for a 1 year contract.
So, why are we, is it just because it's that 6 year mark that we have to change from, isn't it Matthew Lemus or something
Yeah, and
like
he
that?
does not have any partners. He's a one-man show, so he doesn't have another CPA that he can trade with.
So I gave him sufficient grief, Stacy, because for 6 years I've asked, and he has assured me that he would have another CPA. And he does have another CPA in the firm, but in order to get qualified by the state of California treasurer, you have to have a certain amount of experience, and that person doesn't have enough experience to have taken that on.
I know we've talked about this
Yep.
before, that he needed to get it done. And so that's why.
Yep.
So we're really looking to change our directory. Like, if this person does a good job, we won't go back.
That's truly how I feel. And I think that what the state has been doing is through legislation, making it more and more difficult, requiring more hoops an auditor has to jump through to do a school audit. And I think a little firm, I went and looked to see how many schools he has. One for last year, one, us, that's it.
Oh, wow.
So my thinking is he's not going to put in all the extra hours for all the extra training they're going to require because it doesn't make sense business-wise for him. So whereas Christy White does a ton of schools, so does CLA. So I know they're going to jump through those hoops to keep their clients.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, Jason made a motion for Christy White for 1 year. Is there a second?
I second.
One second. We have a comment here.
I'm sorry. I wanted to ask why are you recommending 1 year with Christy White as opposed to 3 years? Is if it doesn't sound like we want to go back to the guy that's been doing it.
Because if we start working with them and for whatever reason it's not a good fit, we don't want to be stuck into a contract and have to buy out of it or something. I'm sure that's why she's saying 1 year, just to see how the relationship goes.
Okay. Even though they have multiple people, is there any financial advantage to signing up for 3 years?
On their quote, it actually increases each year. So I do not see that there is a financial advantage at this point.
Okay.
And I agree that I'd like to see the performance before we sign somebody in 3 years.
Yep.
Okay, we got a first and a second. Any more discussion?
I got the first. Who is the second?
Stacy.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll call. Hi, Wilma.
Hi.
Stacy.
Hi.
Jason.
Hi.
Allegra.
Hi.
Thank you. Discussion of possible action regarding approval of updated 2025 comprehensive safety plan. Is there a motion? I'll move to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion on that one?
Thank you for making the updates and not spreading Stephanie so thin.
Roll call, Sean. Aye, Wilma.
Aye.
Stacy.
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Allegra?
Aye.
All right. Item D, discussion and possible action regarding approval of resolution 2025-2603 for post-retirement 180-day waiting period exemption. I'll move to approve. Is there a second?
No. I'll second. But Sherry, do we need to approve this with the amendment that you sent us at 5:15 p.m.? Is that the motion you'd like? Or?
Okay. I'll amend my motion to include the amendment.
Okay, I'll second.
Any discussion? Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Allegra?
Aye.
All right. Item E, discussion, possible action regarding approval of updated condition control. I need a motion on that one.
I'll make a motion.
Second? I'll second. Any discussion? All right. Roll call, Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Allegra?
Aye.
Item F, discussion possible action regarding approval of capacity limits for 2627. There a motion to approve that.
I'll second.
Okay. Discussion? Roll call, Sean. Aye, Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Allegra?
Aye.
Item G, discussion possible action regarding approval of MOU for transportation with Fort Sage. I'll move to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Wilma's the second. Any discussion? Roll call, Sean. Aye, Wilma.
Aye.
Stacy.
Aye.
Jason.
Aye.
Allegra.
Aye.
Item H, discussion and possible action regarding approval of installing wood floors as well as
made. Motion to approve.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Okay, roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Allegra?
Aye.
Item I, discussion of possible action regarding approval of scoreboard for building.
Motion to approve scoreboard.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Okay, roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Allegra?
Aye.
Woohoo!
Item J, discussion of possible action regarding approval of updated computer technology acceptable use policy.
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
Discussion on that one. Sean, aye. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
And Allegra?
Aye.
We will take a short break and then we'll go into closed session.
Oh.
I'm so glad I've got to do that.
So, how do I?
Okay. Do I need to do anything or
Sherry in the room?
Oh, well, I'll leave one.
Do I put everybody else in a waiting room, Jared?
No, I'm walking away.
So Stephanie, she's just walking out. So
we'll be okay. Yeah, that's true.
I'll just be over here.
Okay.
No, Really
You're
fun.
Staying. You're staying.
But really, but would
come be here,
yeah. But we have the money.
Okay, is there a motion to go into closed session?
Make a motion.
Is there a second?
Okay.
Okay, we're in closed session.